Well, good day, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Green Fleet Radio. Today, we have a very special guest. It's Mrs. Judy O'Bannon, co-producer of WFYI Public Broadcasting Television's Communities Building Community with Judy O'Bannon. Mrs. O'Bannon, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we are just so excited to have you. And so for our listeners new to the state of Indiana, you were Indiana's first lady, correct?
That's right. In the long time ago.
And that must have been quite an experience.
It was wonderful opportunity. And the best part about it led into really the kind of work I'm doing now, traveling around the state and visiting people at sometimes really high or really low points in their lives. And they bring you in and they share that with you. What an honor. I've just met fabulous people, and I just keep doing that.
Well, we're honored to have you here today. And so what eventually led you into this business?
Well, I think I've always been yappy. As a kid, I was always yappy, talked a lot. In Cordon, Indiana, our little town in southern Indiana, we had a cable station, and they said, you know, you can't have a cable station unless you do local programming, which used to be just put a camera out there and look at people's business cards. What a bore that is. So because we had a little stake in that, I started interviewing people. And it's just a fabulous, wonderful thing to get to do. During my time as First Lady, I did some of that, did some radio and did some television programs. But really afterwards, all of a sudden when my husband died, I had no job.
Okay.
And people would say, want to go on a trip? And I sure did. Carried a camera and I've been producing television programs with WFYI for now about 17, 18
wow,
years.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And so that brings us to the program you're working on today. Tell us about that program.
Well, we are following a program on the diversity of citizenship in Indiana. Finding Indiana is not just a bland place. Wonderful people from all over live here. And then thinking, where's the next step? And it's really the environment that we all live in. And so we're traveling around collecting stories, everything from one person who's got a little stack garden in their backyard to big outfits like hospitals that have farms on top. Why are they doing that? What are they doing? We hear a lot of discouraging things about the environment. So to be able to present positive stories is wonderful. And I'm meeting great people like you in the process.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So tell us more about some of these wonderful people you've
met. Well, you know,
met.
They're all over the place. We've been where people are recycling everything from human waste, who are thinking about what they call a permaculture, you live forever, sustainability. They're talking about reuse of things. They're talking about limiting your use of bad stuff, doing green stuff, eating farm to table. We've met people who are zero waste, where you would think not. Piazza Produce in Indianapolis, big truck fleets that are distributing to four states, and they have zero waste.
Wow.
That's a pretty good accomplishment.
That is. That's
and
wonderful.
I think up here in the area, in the region, you are doing fabulous stuff, and I came and wanted to find out about
well,
it.
Well, we're glad you're here today. And so you're listening to the Green Fleet Radio. Our guest today is Mrs. Judy O'Bannon, co-producer of WFYI, Public Broadcasting Television's Communities Building Community. So as I understand it, you've been observed and that there's a spiritual or faith-based element to the motivation of these
There really is. The consultant on this program is an environmental theologian. So many people said, well, what do you mean an environmental theologian? Where's the connect? Well, to me, it was pretty obvious that we're all in this together. We're a relationship with fish as well as air and the soil and other human beings. And so we've run into a lot of the programs or policies have been led by people who are with organized churches, Mennonites, Muslims, Presbyterians and Methodists.
And they we all get along.
They all get along because they're all working toward being one with this universe that we're in.
Wonderful. And so what do you hope your viewers will take away when they watch your show?
Well, I hope they start to think about themselves as part of that environment. They are connected just not with physically with, you know, my pop can. If I throw it in your yard, that means something. It means you got to make more pop cans and you got to pick it up and we produce nothing very positive. I hope they stop and think, there's something I can do. I may not be rich like a big petroleum user, but I may have a little garbage can I can recycle or have a worm garden in and have a better flower garden, that everybody thinks there's a place for them. And they start thinking and talking about it as mainstream sustainable life.
Hmm. So how can people learn more about what you're doing across our great state?
We're putting together this program. It'll be an hour long through WFYI Public Television. We hope that it's run all over the state because this is an we're all of us in it kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
It's not just Indiana alone either. It's all of us with the universe. They'll see themselves in that and become more active in their local communities.
So, Mrs. O'Bannon, what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, good grief, I never thought of that. I just hope they don't say that. Old lady was such a busybody. She poked into everybody's. I love the idea of everything being intertwined, spiritual and material, time and place. We are like a tapestry, and we work best when we're all working together in a positive, cooperative way.
Wonderful. And as we come to the end of our program, any closing thoughts?
Well, I'm glad to be part of your voice into this northern Indiana focus. Oftentimes, you know, we think that people pay only attention to people right around them. So Indianapolis, which is a lot of our population state, think if you're right not on the old national road, you're probably in the loop. We forget about southern and northern Indiana, and believe me, northern and southern Indiana knows it often. So I'm glad that we're talking in a broad base like you are, out to get the word out that no matter where you live, you're part of the same ecosystem.
Absolutely.
And you better get with it.
Well, again, thank you for being here today, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to our very special guest, Ms. Judy O'Bannon, co-producer of the WFYI Public Broadcasting Television's Communities Building Community with Judy O'Bannon. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.